A reading, scripture reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 12, verse 18 to 27. A question about the resurrection. Some Sadducees, who say there's no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first married, and when he died, left no children. And the second married her and died, leaving no children, and the third likewise. None of the seven left children. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection, whose wife will she be? For the seven had married her." Jesus said to them, "Is not this the reason you are wrong, that you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the story about the bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is God not of the dead, but of the living.' You are quite wrong." This is the word of the Lord. Perhaps the theme I've taken from this reading is that it's not wise to be caught up in legalistic attitudes towards cultural issues or the events that are happening around us. It's an easy trap to fall into, as is exhibited by these Sadducees who were questioning Jesus at that time. They had gone to great detail to outline their scenario, but they, in the beginning, verse 18, it says, those who say there is no resurrection. So they were lacking in a belief in the from the outset. A good example of a person living without legalistic attitudes is that of Blessed Pope John the 23rd, whose feast day is today. And he is the Pope who will be known always for announcing the Second Vatican Council, and for saying that he wished to open up the windows of the Vatican. He gave sort of a new life and a new enthusiasm for the church as a whole, and great effort and thought and prayer went into the total of the experience of the Second Vatican Council. Perhaps he was influenced in his approach by the fact that his life as a priest was not the norm, I suppose, was quite varied. First of all, he was part of the medical corps in the army, the Italian army, from 1914 to 18. Then later, he was sent to Bulgaria as the apostolic representative. He was there for 10 years. There hadn't been such an appointment for 600 years, and it was the Orthodox people there were very strong, but John the 23rd learnt to get on with them, learnt to listen to them, learnt to understand their issues. Then, later on, after that, he was sent to Ankara to be the apostolic delegate to Turkey. There, in another very non-European, traditional European anyway, environment, Pope John Paul was exposed to many different outlooks, philosophies, and ways of life. And it's from this rich background that he saw in the Vatican a need to open the windows to let this Holy Spirit in and influence the way issues in the church were shaped and developed. It reminds me of that old adage that we've heard for years about the way to read the scriptures is with the Bible in the one hand and the newspaper in the other, so we can listen to the issues of the day with the mindset of Jesus Christ, or listen to the words of Jesus Christ as we attend to the problems in the society in which we live. Have a good day. Goodbye.